Recording. So Parshat Shmot. Okay, we start with the famous joke. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws? The answer is outlaws are wanted.
Okay.
So it makes this a little bit bigger.
Who's the in?
But the
Oh,
difference.
Yitro.
Yes. So, despite the joke, okay, that we're going to look at the pasuk where Moshe explicitly wants to live with his father-in-law. Okay, and that's the beginning of the, that's the parsha after he runs away from Egypt. He ends up in Midbar. He's at the well. He helps the Midianite, the daughters of Yitro, with their sheep. And then it says, "Vayoel Moshe l'shevet ha'ish," which Archbold translates as Moshe desired to dwell with the man. And he gave Tzipora, his daughter, to Moshe.
Moshe desired Yoel.
Yoel. That's what I'm going to look at. I'm going to look at that word, Yoel.
It's a modern word. The Lohoil, is that the word? It
Yeah,
didn't
okay.
do any good.
Just to
Yoel,
help, right? Ho'il being because of, right? But this is not quite ho'il as in to avail. This is to want. As Rashi puts that as well, Yo'il is to Ketagum as well. Go look at the art scroll, the that Rashi does not say art scroll. The Unkelus translation that says, Utzvi Moshe lemeitavim gavra. And Moshe was Tzvi. He found it beautiful. He found it desirable to stay with this person.
Oh,
They have
ill.
Yatzipora Brate. Okay, that's by Yo'il. I think a better translation, if you look at the way Yo'il is used through Tanakh, it's not so just desire, but desired and acted on the desire. Means decided to.
Wait, I have a question for a minute. A dicta question. Is it he wanted, or is it he was made to want?
This is translated as he wanted.
He wanted vayo al.
But it's
He.
kind of voyo
Vayoil.
il. Voyo il. And that seems to be the way it's used. Okay, I'm going to give a couple examples of
Okay.
voyo il. He
I
wanted.
mean, hit paella, all that stuff. This is a straight verb. He wanted.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And here's a couple of uses. As you insert that the shor shevet is ho'il. This is when Yeshua is faced after the debacle, the loss at Ai, and he complains to Hashem. We lost all these soldiers fighting this battle. Yeshua, aha, Hashem, Kim, Oy, God, Lama Havarta. Why did you feel it necessary to bring us over the Jordan? And you gave us in the hands of the Emori to wipe us out. If only we had healed. If only we had decided, we should decide just to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Or similarly in Shoftim, at the story of Pilegesh Begibah, where the
Right.
man tells. It's a bad story, but before
Ugh.
all the bad happens, the the Levi who has the Pilegesh, they're staying overnight with a man in Gibeon, and Vayishvu v'yachlu shnehem yachta v'yishtu, and they sat, they ate, they drank. Vayomer Avi Naaran, the father of the girls, said to the El Ha'ish, Ho'il na v'lin v'yitav libecha. Please may you find it desirable, and we can decide to stay here tonight. So they do that, right? It's ho'ilna, please want.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously this turns out bad. That's a separate story. And similarly, in the beginning of Devarim, when Moshe begins a speech, he describes it, says, Be'er Din Be'eretz Moav, on the other side of the Jordan. Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz Torah Zo. Moshe decided to explain the Torah. Lamar, and he said all the following, that's all safe for Devarim. And that idea that ho'il means to want to, decide to desire to, is theologically significant. That last one was
Wait,
sefer
but it's
Devarim.
also to do it, right? To want to do it
Right,
and.
that's why I want to translate it to decide to. It's more
Yeah.
than want, it's to want and to do.
Yeah.
Act because this starts, because Devarim is Moshe's decision. It's not a prophecy from Hashem. We've talked about that before, and that's the way the art school puts it, that since Deuteronomy began as the oral law conveyed by Moses. And then when Hashem commands him to describe it, it became part of the written law. Right?
Well, that's funny.
Okay, I mean
See,
that's one way. That's the way we look at and sacred Devar specifically, and this becomes in Rashi and Ramban its own issue there. But Hohel needs to decide too. And here by Yoel Moshe, Moshe decides. It sets up an obvious parallel, right? What's the parallel of the story of Moshe? The story of Yaakov, right? The Vayeshev Be'er. He goes. He's Moshe goes to the well. And Loman Yaakov, right? That he learned from Yaakov, because Yaakov has the same story where he's on the run for his life. He goes to a well, he helps the young lady with the sheep and ends up going back home with her, starts working for her father, marries the girl. It's all very similar, right? This is right. I mean, that's the parallel, right? This is Yaakov here. Yaakov sees Rachel, the daughter of Laban, Achimo, his uncle, that son Laban, Achimo, and he sees all of his sheep. Yaakov draws close. He rolls the stone off of the well because nobody else, the rest of the shepherds can't do it. And he gives water to the sheep of his uncle. And Yaakov loves Rachel. He tells Laban, I'll work for you 7 years. I want to marry Rachel.
He suggested it, huh?
Right, he suggested there. So our story with Moshe, the whole thing, and this goes back to when Moshe kills the Egyptian and then sees the Israelites arguing and realizes, okay, Paro's going to find out. And Paro found out that he killed an Egyptian by a case of Moshe, and he's seeking to kill Moshe. And so Moshe runs away from because of Paro. And he goes, settles in Midian, which is basically the Negev. And he hung out by the well. And the high priest of Midian had 7 daughters. And they went and drew water to water the sheep of their father. And then the other shepherds came and chased them away. And Moshe comes and saves them. And he, just like Yaakov, and he waters their sheep. And then they go back home. And Yitro says, why'd you leave him there? Go bring him here. Moshe decided to stay with this man. And he gives Tzipora, his daughter, to Moshe. And she has a son. She calls him Gershom. He calls him that because he is a stranger in a strange land. Which
It's a
was
little backwards, right? There's something backwards about it.
there's
Like,
something backwards about that. Right. Okay. The
he wants
similarity.
Yitro as a father-in-law, so he'll take the girl. But
That's
Yaakov
exactly
wanted the
right.
girl.
So the similarities are there. So it's totally attention to this, right? They're running for their lives, they're being wives of the well, they work for their father-in-laws, the shepherds. But it's a difference, right? That's the difference, right? Yaakov wants to marry Rachel and agrees to work for his future father-in-law. Moshe wants to work for his future father-in-law and agrees to marry Tzipora. Right? I mean, that's when you read them side by side, that becomes obvious. By Yo Moshe Shevet Ish, not by you have Moshe Tzipora. Moshe wants to, settle in Midian, be a shepherd, and okay. Oh, what happened here? That's okay. And so the Tziv says, more than that, that Moshe wasn't interested in marriage at all. This is the Tziv reading the Pesukim, right? So first off, he wants l'shevet et ha'ish. He wants to stay with the man. No, he wants to work for him to keep his sheep b'shvil lachmot tamid in order to earn a living. From then on, b'tein etzipora b'tol l'moshe. He doesn't mention l'isha here. Let's show it a mikra b'kol makom. Everywhere else where it has that kind of language, it clearly says as a wife. Mishum d'mashmut lo l'isha, that when you say Lolisha, he's given his wife. He wants to share his life and have this woman as a help. Moshe really isn't interested in a wife. So yeah, Mubdal Manasseh. Moshe was separate, and this would become an issue, obviously, later on in their lives. Ezer, right? He didn't. Moshe does not looking for an Ezer Kenegdo. He's not looking for the wife at all. Right? It's Vayol Moshe, and he gets Sipora. There.
But he says the reason he wanted to be with Yitro was to earn a living, not because he wanted to learn his wisdom or sorcery or
No,
whatever.
no, no. He just wants to. He's right. Yashevet to each. He wants to live there. He wants to be a shepherd over there in Midian. And that connects to Rashi's from Rashi. First off, says Vayol, look at the targum which says Svi. He found it desirable to do it. And then Rashi continues Vayol. What does Vayol mean? Midrashot is Lashon Allah, an oath. Read Vayol as and he swore Yashevet to each. Nishba lo ki Moshe swore, took an Allah, that he would not leave Midian without asking Yitro first.
Oh, it fits the language.
Right? And here's an
Yeah.
example of that use of Yoel. This is talking about when Shaul is fighting the Plishtim and they have this battle, and he and Shaul abjures, makes the people swear that they will not eat anything until they finish the battle. Bishi Israel and the Gashmi Mahu and Bnei Israel were miserable that day. Shaul made the people swear, swore the
Oh,
to
so
the.
that's what I would meant with the word vayoel. Does
Yeah,
it take a
as
direct
being
verb
poof, yeah.
adjective, or does it take a
Right.
not adjective, a direct
Does it take a
what
direct
object?
object? Right. Is it passive or active? Is it
Or
act?
some,
But
yeah.
here,
So
Shaul
here
has
it's
made them, is talking about making them swear or
right.
swore on their behalf. But more Aurora each, but they didn't make him swear. He took an oath. It's Vayol Shaul about the people saying, they
Right.
say, Aurora each, Asher Yochal Lechem Ad Ha'erev. That
Oh,
curses
oh.
anyone who eats anything. And he cut to my vine until the evening comes and I get revenge on the police gym. No one stops to eat until we're done with battle.
Oh, he
Votam
didn't
ko
make
amlech.
them swear. Yeah, he
Right. This
swore.
is
He didn't
he
make them.
swore that
Okay.
curses anyone who eats anything, and the people weren't eating anything. And so they were all kind of grumpy and they were hangry. And then Yonatan goes and eats, and Shaul's gonna kill him, and that gets a whole story there. But Yoel means to swear. So it's Moshe swears to Yitro, and the contrast with Yaakov, right? Who very much does not, right? Yaakov sneaks out. He has a chance. Moshe goes back. He's right. He gets a message. He gets the burning bush. He gets the message from God. You need to go back to go down to Egypt. And Moshe doesn't go to Egypt. He goes back to Yitro. Yelach Moshe v'yoshev el Yitro. No, and Moshe went and he returns to Yitro, his father-in-law. Vayomer lo el chana, can I go? Vashuv el achayash of Mitzrayim. Can I go see my brethren in Egypt? Here I have them chayim, see if they're still alive. Yitro gives him permission. And Rashi says, "Vayoshev el he went to get permission from him. Sharing nishbala, he had this. He swore.
So that fits in with back then. He
Right.
swore he wouldn't.
He took
Yeah.
a good oath to stay with him. He's not going to sneak away. He's staying in
But
Midian.
there's no sense of a curse or something. It's an
No,
oath.
not right. This is just an
Okay.
oath to do, right?
Okay. Isn't the word, though, a curse? Like,
It certainly can be a curse as well.
oh, but not here.
It's
Okay.
Allah ushavua. I mean, it works both
Yeah,
ways.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But there's another gana about this idea of an oath. It's about Yoel Moshe. Moshe swore. What did he swear? Okay, this is a gana. The Midrash has brought in a couple of different places that this oath, when Yoel Moshe is much more dramatic. And this is the way the version in the Yalkut, Mechilta has the same thing. Yoel Moshe Ish, what does that mean? B'sha'a amar Moshe Yitro. Moshe says Yitro, "T'nali tzipora b'tchel isha. I want to marry Tzipora." It's putting the Tzipora first, even though the text doesn't have it that way. Amar lo, so he says, "Kabel lecha davar echad." Yitro tells him, "I want you to accept one condition." Shani omer lecha, I'm going to tell you this. "Vanina lecha isha, and I'll let her marry my daughter." Amar lo Moshe, "Mahu?" So Moshe looks at him and okay. A little
What?
suspicious. What's that? Amar lo, so he says, I'm gonna pull in there. And so Yitro tells him, Haben Shiela Chatchila, your firstborn child, Yela Vodazara. I want to dedicate to Vodazara, right? I'm Kohen Midyan. I want your firstborn child to be dedicated to me, my Vodazara, right? We kind of Elech L'shem Shemayim, and then you can go to your Jewish religion after that, all the rest of your kids.
Oy,
The Kibela love. And Moshe said, okay. Okay, your mouth would drop even further. You never heard this before. Amar
oy,
lo, Yishevali. So Yitro says, swear, by Yishevali lo. And so he swore. Shemar said, Vayol Moshe Lashevet, in Allah Allah Shavua. Yep, that was Moshe's oath.
wow.
What is that? That's why is that? Oh.
Who's this first, Gershom?
Gershom, right. Both sons Gershom. That's the one we name, we see there, right? We don't see the name Eliezer until Parshat Yitro.
Oh.
So when he goes down, he has two children. So that's the question about when he gets the Bris Milah on the way, where Eliezer doesn't have a name yet. That's a separate issue. Yes, but his oldest is Gershom. Remember that. Because in our understanding, we're going to go jump forward a couple generations. Remember, Shoftim?
No.
The Perek Yud Zayin, the story of Pesel Micha,
The
right? The
story of
idol of
what? Of what?
Pesel Micha, guy
Oh,
named Micha,
yeah. That's so me.
who has an idol,
Yeah.
okay? But Ish Micha lo Beit Elokim, right? Micha has a temple to God. Now this is not to a different God, right? This is to Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? But he is Avodah Zarah in the sense that it is strange worship of God. He builds an idol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Vayas ephod, and he makes himself an ephod, utrafim, and statues. Vayimalei yad echad mibanav, vayilo kohen, and he appointed one of his sons to be the kohen of his little temple with his idol to God. Vayimimahem ein melech b'Yisrael, ish ha'yashar b'einav yaseh, whole theme of Shmuel, right? That nobody is there. No, you just do what you think is right, and that's what.
That's the very last pasuk also of
Yes,
Shoftim.
that comes back. That's the constant theme of Shoftim.
Luggish, yeah.
The Begiva is as well, right? This is
Yeah.
that's a Micha, right? This is also one of these appendices. Okay, by he nari beit lachem. So meanwhile, so Micha's built this idol. He's got one of his sons to be a Kohen. But there's another kid from Beit Lechem Yehuda. It's from Beit Lechem Yehuda. Micha is in Ephraim. Mishpachat Yehuda, who Levi. He's living in Yehuda, but he's a Levi. Who Garsha? He lived there. Hold that thought. Okay. Does that sound that okay? Just the text is going to beat you over the head a little bit here. But Yomra lo Micha Shiva imadi. And Micha tells him, why don't you stay with me? You're a Levi. He's wandering around. Vayali la'av, and you'll be my father, my teacher. Ula Kohen. You'll be a Kohen for me. Right? I've got this temple. I've got an idol. I have one of my sons being the Kohen there, but you're a Levi. This will be great. Okay, Vanochi etein lecha aser kesef li'amim. I'll give you 10 silver a year, nice salary, ve'erach begadim, and you'll give clothing, and mechayetecha, and room and board. Vayelech ha'levi. So the Levi went there. Vayoel ha'levi la'shevet ha'kodesh. Does that sound familiar? I mean, okay, the text is grabbing you by the collar, beating you over the head.
Wow.
Okay, pay attention. There's a parallel here, right? The Levi decides, swears to stay with the Micha, and he adopts this kid as one of his children, and he hires this Levi, and this Levi kid is now his Kohen. Okay,
Wow.
that's Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Chet is B'nai Dan. They're looking for a place to live. There's no room on the coast in Tel Aviv, so they end up finding territory north. But on the way, anashim b'nei mitzara. And so this children Dan sent five men. So Dan sends five men from Tzara and Eshtaol, her cities in the original tribe of Dan, which is on the coast, is right now Tel Dan, which is like Tel Aviv area, but they can't conquer Tel Aviv because all the The Canaanites have iron chariots, and so they're looking to go search out for other land. I want you to go look for territory. So they're walking through, they go to Ephraim, they go to the house of Micha, and they stay overnight there. The temple that Micha has a whole country club, hotel, resort there, right? They're very big on Hachnasat Orchim. And they're there. They recognize the voice of this lady who's there as a Kohen. And so they go there to the temple there and next to the hotel. Okay, I will underline these words for purpose. Who brought you here? Hither. What are you doing here? Why are you here, right? What are you doing in this temple of Avodah Zarah, you O Levi, who we recognize? Let's figure that out. Okay, but Dan says, well, we like having it. Our own temple, so they actually kidnap the Levi, they take the pesel, and they bring it all the way north into what will be the territory Dan, around Banyas. Vekimu lahem b'nei Dan to pesel, and then the Dan, this is again, this is 30 psukim later, they set the pesel up in and bring a new, bring make their own temple for it all the way in the north. V'yonatan ben Gershom ben Menashe. First time we have the name of this Levi. Yonatan ben Gershom ben Menashe, who banav hayu kohanim l'shevet ha'dini ad yom galut ha'aretz. And they were the Kohanim there in this temple until the galut of the Plishtim, which was in the death of Shaul, for 300 odd years. What's that name? Ben Gershom ben Menashe. And I put and notice where that nun is. That's the way it's printed in written in every text of the of Tanakh. The nun is kind of just superscripted way up there.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it's exactly where we're exactly where we're going here. You never heard this, but this is just
Gosh.
mind blowing.
Yeah.
And they put a pesel micha there. Asher asa that micha had done. Kol yimot heyot beit Elokim b'shilo. As long as there was a Mishkan in Shiloh, there was pesel micha up there in Dan, and that lasted until the Plishtim conquered Israel. That's the story of Pesel Micha.
So, this is when Shiloh was the Mishkan or whatever, right?
Right.
And that was a long time.
That was a long time. Right. The understanding that this is okay. Then we look at our parsha, because these words are here that when Moshe gets his mission, right? By Hashem, he certainly wrote that Hashem saw that Moshe had turned to look at the burning bush. Like Rabbi Kimi took a snare, and a God calls from the bush. We have Moshe, Moshe. He calls Moshe, Moshe. We have Hineni. He says Hineni, which is always the word of, I guess you got a mission for me. I guess I got to listen to you. But Yomer Alti Krab Halom, and that's another way places where we're kind of the words are are lining up here, right? Who brings you here? Alti Krab Halom. What? Don't come close to here. Unusual word. Shalom, take your shoes off. Kimakomer shoe, remove your shoes. This is a holy land. So the Gemara is going to connect this. Halom, you know, what, so the Don is asking this Levi kid, Yonatan Megershom Ben Menashe, right? What brought you Halom? What brought you Po? And they're connected to Moshe on Har Sinai. Like, just like the Levi has come to his place of Avodah Zarah instead of coming to the place of the ultimate revelation of Heshbon, right? The You should have gone halom to a Har Sinai, but instead you're halom in Pesel, the ohel of Pesel Micha.
Okay.
So
Was the
this
snare, was the burning bush
on Har
carcinogen?
Sinai. Yeah, it
It
says
was.
that. Yeah,
Oh,
let's go look at it
okay.
inside. Yeah, I mean if that's here that right. Moshe was shepherd
Horrible.
for that, but Hag at Sod Achar Midbar went to the western wilderness. But go at Har Elokim Choreve. He goes to the mountain of God in Choreve. It's not the mountain of God at this point, but it will be, right?
Yeah.
And that's where Bayaramak Hashem Elav Balabat Esh Mitochasne. That's where the burning bush is on.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the Gemara in Bavad. By
And
Asur Hashem.
Chore,
Korev and Sinai is the
Sinai,
same name.
Sinai. Okay.
Okay, so the quoting the Shoftim, right? By Asuru Sham, right? By Yashar Shem Kisar, they wrote, the words are all exactly the same. They turn to the, so the Dan turns to the kid in Pesel Micha, Vemrlo, Mia Halom, who brought you hither to hear? What are you doing with this? What they were selling to him, Lavi Moshe Ka'atit, aren't you, you're a Levi, right? You're related to Moshe. The Ketiv Bei Al Tikrav Alom, right? What about this Tikrav going close? Hashem says, Halom is the holy mountain of Chorev, and Hashem says you got to take your shoes off because it's too close, right? But here you're Halom to this Pesach. Lavi Moshe Ka'atit, aren't you related to Moshe? Ketiv Bei Ma Zeh BeYadecha, what is this? And here, what Ma Zeh, what are you doing with this? Lavi Moshe Ka'atit, they're seeing these parallel words. Atapo Har Sinai refers as the Po. Moshe is Po, and you here are Po in this Avodah Zarah.
Wow.
Hasek Komer Avodah Zarah. You're a priest for Avodah Zarah. How can you do this? So Amar Lahan. So he tells them. Kachmu, so this is again. This is a Levi. This is. I learned this from my grandpa. La'olam yashkir adam atzmo la'avodah zarah. You should rather, better that you should hire yourself for avodah zarah al yistarech labriot, and you shouldn't depend on other people. You shouldn't take tzedakah. You need a job rather than depending on welfare. You should work for avodah zarah. So that's what I did, right? It's a job. They pay me 10 silvers a year. That's what my grandpa told me, taught me.
What
Who's the
how
what?
was he from Menashe if he was a Levi?
So we have to learn what Menashe is here. Okay, well hold that thought. Now,
Okay.
and that's the name here, right? He's the Ben, right? Maybe that's just his father's name, right?
Wait. He's been
Yehonatan Ben
Yehonatan?
Gershom Ben Menashe.
Oh, just a name. Okay.
But hold that thought, okay? That's a good
Yes.
question. And watch that nun there, okay? That nun
Yeah,
doesn't.
right. But it didn't say me shave it, man. I shit, right?
No.
No.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, long as again. Okay. So who's right? So the kid figured, Avodah Zarah Mamash, that okay, well, I'm supposed I should even work for an Avodah Zarah rather than take charity for real Avodah Zarah, Velohi, but that's not really what it means. Ella Avodah Zarah means what it says you should work with Avodah Zarah, Avodah Shazara Lo. Should work you should do work that is strange to you. Things that you don't want to do that you think is disgusting, you should take any job rather than depend on charity. The Amar Leh Rav Rav Kahana, just like Rav taught his student Rav Kahana, Netush Nevelta, you should skin carcasses, Vashuka in this in the street in the street in the shuk, Vashukal Agra and earn a living. However disgusting it may be to be butchering animals and skinning them, Lotema, you shouldn't say Gabra Rava Ana. I am an important person, Zila Bay Milta, and this is beneath me. That's the lesson of Lodam Yashka Smola Avodah Zarah. Strange, you could do something work that is inappropriate for you. You should take that job rather than taking charity.
That's quite a gloss on the term Avodah Zarah. I mean, it works, Avodah Zarah, but
But it's not exactly
it's
because
hard.
we're going to look at that because who is the Avi Abba? Who's this kid's grandpa?
Yeah.
Right?
Gershom.
Yonatan Gershom ben Menashe who vanavu kohanim u'sheva dani. V'chi ben Menashe who the Gemara asked? Was he son of Benashe? Was that his grandfather's name? Hello, ben Moshe who? No, don't that nun doesn't belong there. He is Yonatan ben Gershom ben Moshe. Remember Moshe's oldest son was Gershom. This is Moshe's grandson who's the Kohen for Avodah Zarah and Pesel Micha.
Do the
See that,
years?
right?
Do the
What?
years?
Well, we
How?
assume that Pesel Micha is like the first generation after Yeshua, first generation of
Oh, so it kind
Shoftim,
of
right? So it's
works.
certainly after, right? Shortly after going into Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
Right? So basically, so it doesn't, the Pesel says, it's all the years that the Mishkan was in. So shortly, the story takes place shortly after the Mishkan is established in Shiloh.
Okay.
So at the end of Yeshua's. term, beginning of Shoftim. Yeah, so I mean that's reasonable for him to be the actual Gershom, right? Right. That Moshe's eldest was Gershom. Ella, but they're trying to protect Moshe's reputation by not making explicit Mitosha Asa Masa Menashe. Because they acted like Menashe, who specifically was the king of Israel, the son of Chizkiyahu,
Oh,
who brought Avodah Zarah into the Beit Hamikdash.
yeah.
Lo HaKetuv Menashe, so they named the they put a euphemism for his grandfather. Rather than calling him Moshe, it's written as Menashe, but the Nun doesn't belong. So that what we have here is that Moshe decides, Yo Moshe had to work for Kohen Midjan. That's what he's going to do. So Midrashly, that's being very close to the Yasker Adam Atzmo Avodah Zarah, right? He should hire himself for Avodah Zarah, right? He's working for the Kohen there. And the Midrash, it says, it actually led to Moshe losing his Bechor, right? The Midrash says he actually gives his eldest son, Gershom, to Avodah Zarah, right? He says, Yitro, fine. He can keep with Avodah Zarah. And we have the next Agada says that Gershom's son was fine with that, right? I learned that from Be'abi Abba. That was okay. I need a job. Avodah Zarah is fine. And the Baal Turim makes another connection here. So you know the Baal Turim?
No.
The tour, the Shulchan, that was
Oh, the
the
tour, it was the
Halach,
first guy who separated them to four.
four books, right? I've written a book
Yeah.
about Halachot. He wrote a commentary on Chumash, which was called the Bala Turim, right? The guy who wrote the tour, okay? But what he does, he goes through the Masoretic notes on the Tanakh, all the little side notes like you have in the Aleppo Codex that said, this is the way the word's supposed to be written, or there are four versions of this. There are four times this particular word appears in Tanakh, and he comments on all those.
Oh.
Okay, so he looks at the word Lakohen, right? It says Lakohen Midyan Sheva Banot. And he said, and the Masoretic note on the side says Gimel B'Masoret. That word Ula Kohen appears three times in all of Tanakh. Kohen Midyan over here, Ushnei Pamin Gavei Pesel Micha. And it appears twice in the story of Pesel Micha, right? When he
Twice,
says,
yes.
"I want you are going to be Ula Kohen, La'av Ula Kohen," we saw one of them up there. Okay, and he says, "Because that's another this textual connection. Remember, the text is being over the head, saying I'm going to use all the same words here. You need to connect them." And he says, "That's related to that idea of Moshe giving Yitro his son, or saying I will allow him to be raised in a under." Your Avodah Zarah rules, right? Yitro haya komer l'Avodah Zarah. Yitro was a priest of Avodah Zarah. Uk'shenasa Moshe bito, and when Moshe married his daughter, hutzrach Moshe lador lo, Moshe had to swear to him, sheben rishon shivaled lo, yakomer l'Avodah Zarah. That's
This
what
is
was the
real
Midrash.
Avodah Zarah, not
This is a real
Hashem.
Avodah Zarah, right? This is a real Avodah Zarah. We're midrashically moving it all, we're pushing the needle all the way to 11 here. And Moshe was okay with that. Right? Again, what we talked about, right? He figures that he's going to convince his father-in-law to change his mind to worship Hashem.
And he
Okay.
does.
Moshe asa, right? And that is
Oh.
what happened. Okay, exactly. So here I'm talking about, that eventually he's going to change his mind. But the danger, obviously, is that's going to go the other way around. And Moshe's going to end up changing his mind, not Yitro. But Nitgayar, we see that, in fact, Yitro comes. Nenash, still, he was punished, right? There were negative consequences of this casual attitude. Because his grandson ended up being with a priest for Avodah Zarah. Because he, again, it was sort of a casual, well, I need a job, so this is fine. Obviously, my grandpa was fine with it for my father. If you need to, you need to find Shnemra, Yotam ben Gershom Nun Tuya, that the Nun is kind of
Oh.
superscripted there. Dershu Chachmenozal ben Moshe Haya. That Yotam ben Gershom Moshe is Moshe's grandson. That's a Toler Makala ben Mikulkal, but we assign the name of a sinner to kind of protect Moshe's honor. Still, Moshe's grandson is what about his it was, was a comer for Avodah Zarah, priest for Avodah Zarah. Because Yitro sought after religious truths, right? That's what Yitro was. He was looking, right? We know at the beginning of Parshat Yitro, by Shema Yitro Kohen Midyan, right? He's a Kohen Midyan, Chotei Moshe, Moshe's father-in-law, and Kol Asher Aser Elokim. That That everything God had done for Moshe and Israel, that God had done all these miracles, bringing out Egypt. And Yitro says, "Thank God, Asher Yitzchak Paro, who saved you from Egypt and from Paro. Asher Yitzchak to Am Mitzrayim, He saved these people from slavery in Egypt. Atayadati, Dati. Now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elohim. The God is greater than all these other gods. Iba Davar Zeh Tzadu Alehem, with all this that they had planned on doing, I see that now. After Rashi said, Mikol Elohim, Lamed Shaya Makir B'chol Avodah Zarah Sheba'olam. That he had tried all the different Avodah Zarahs, Shelinyach Avodah Zarah Shelo Avdah, he was checking everything. Everything was possible. He wanted to know what was going to be right. So that's what I think this is. Like, he saw he had to have a grandchildren. That's a perfect opportunity. He's going to get a controlled study. Right? I got one kid is going to be Avodah Zarah, one kid Avodah Hashem. We'll see who succeeds. I'll know who's real. And we
Who's
have
the Avodah? Who's the kid of Avodah Hashem?
Eliezer, the second kid.
Oh.
That's the way the Medrash says, is that the first child, I want to be dedicated to Avodah Zarah. The next will be Avodah
Oh, I missed that. We said that?
Here, yeah, here we are. Here's the Yalkut. Haben sheyeh yalachat tichila yeh l'avodah zarah. Because the Elach Lashem
Oh.
Shamayim. Okay? And he was a scientist, and here's a wonderful cartoon about having twins and being excited. And why are you excited about having twins?
Wait, wait, wait.
Sorry.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is she excited about having twins? Because she's a scientist. I can now do experiments and have a control group in there, and that's exactly what this is. What I Yitro, I can try. I've got. I'm gonna have all my grandchildren. I'm gonna have each of them dedicated to a different god, and we'll figure out what we want. That's Yitro. He's very happy about this. But what's Moshe thinking, right? Moshe is by Yoel Moshe, right? Why is he doing this? Why does he want to be there? He wants to be in Midian. He wants it so much, he takes it up. Shavua, he's not going to leave. He takes it to Shavua, and midrashically, seeing that he's going to give up his children, you know, his family history of belief in Hashem. Because where did it come from? Because Moshe has been, before this, he's running away from Egypt. And he goes out, and he knows he's a Jew growing up in Paro's house. He sees him suffering. He saves one, and then by Yitzei B'yom HaSheni, the next day he goes out. He sees two Hebrews arguing. And he says to the aggressor, "Why are you hitting your friend?" Who made you in charge of us? Sar b'shofeta, leader, judge, aleinu. Are you going to kill me? Kasher haragta et haMitzri, like you killed the Egyptian. Egyptian, Vayira Moshe, and Moshe was afraid. Oh, now I realize everything's known. And Rashi says there are two ways of reading that. That he's afraid that now he's known he killed the Egyptian and now he's in trouble. Or what is he afraid of? Moshe was afraid. First, this is Rashi. First interpretation is kipshuto. He was afraid of being caught as a murderer. The Midrashot, though, is da'ag lo. He was concerned. Al Sharab Israel Rishaim Diltarin. They saw that there were evil people and informers among Bnei Israel. But that's the reaction he gets from Bnei Israel. Amar, he says, Me'ata Shema Einam Ru'im Li'gael. Clearly, they don't deserve to be saved. And that's to mean, Achein Odad Davar. And Rashi says again, Kumash Ma'ato, just literally, now it's known that I killed him. The Midrashot is Nodali. Now I understand. Nodadavar, now I understand. Hadavar Shiti Tama'ala, that I didn't understand before. Machet O Yisrael, Mikoshi Mamot. Why is Israel being punished so much more than the other nations? That they're in such terrible slavery. Ra'ani Shehem Ru'im. Now I see they deserve it. If that's the Jews are right, if that's the Jews are spending, right, I'm trying to help them and all they do is argue with me. Obviously, they deserve to be slaves.
But that's
That's what you mean. What?
what we deserve, the Holocaust. We deserve October 7th.
I do
Yeah,
we?
we
That is
don't.
Moshe's. That's exactly what Rashi said. That's Moshe's reaction. I'm not saying
Yeah.
it's right.
Yeah.
That's Moshe's reaction, right? And so when God comes to him and says, you got to go down to save Bnei Israel, what is his response? No. Who am I to go to Paro? Mizraim, and how can I bring Bnei Israel out of Egypt? And that's Rashi's interpretation, Kiyotzi Bnei Israel, again, even if I could do it, Ma Zachu Yisrael. So he asked him, Mizraim. Why did Bnei Israel deserve to be saved? So Moshe runs away, runs to Midian, not solely from Parah. He runs away from Bnei Israel, from his brothers, right? Vayo Moshe. Moshe swore to stay in Midian. Vayo Moshe had a statement that he'd given up on people of Israel. He just given up. He is done with them. In effect, he'd given on the God of Israel as well, right? Hashem not going to save him. And that's what Vayoa Moshe means. Is that Moshe has just given it. He's done, right? He's got a new life here in Midian. He's going to be a shepherd here. That's fine.
You
That's
know,
God.
the whole Jewish thing for him and God was new. You know, he didn't grow up with it.
Right. So he clearly had some of it, right? By Yetzei El Achav from Paro's house, right?
Yeah.
He had grow up in his mother's home, right? He was weaned by them, so he clearly knew that they were his brothers, but he goes out and tries to help, and then gets that reaction, and he's gone. He's done. So the rest of the parsha is not so much about saving Bnei Israel, but saving Moshe, restoring his faith. He's got to get to the point where he's willing to do that, and that's.
Wait, so much of the rest of pressure, it's not so much about the spirit of saving Moshe.
Right, he's got to get past Vayol Moshe Lashevet Ha'ish, that he wants. He swears to stay there. To
But he
extent that
gives
he
up
got
his
it.
son. His son never makes it back. Like Yitro comes to it, but
Right. Well,
Gershom.
his, right. His they do come. Right. I mean, they
But
come
not
back with him.
Gershom.
Well, Gershom and Eliezer, they come back with him when Yitro comes. They bring him back. They're living with them in, right, but they still don't have the right
But I
feeling
mean,
about it.
Gershom's descendants are happy with Avodah Zarah.
Yes. Right. I mean,
Boy, wow, this is so packed.
I know.
But it's clear that it's there.
Right,
I mean,
no question about it.
that nun.
Yes, yeah. Right. I mean, that's the Gemara. I mean, I didn't make any of that up. Right. And the whole connection with the text over there, that this is where it ends up. This
Yeah.
is where Vayol Moshe ends up. And
Wait,
that's it.
so how did it? Oh my God. I mean, we start a little bit with the Yaakov, the parallel. Where'd we end up with that? Or we just
So we
kept
start with
going?
Vayol Moshe has sort of levels of understanding. One is he wanted to stay in Midian, which again, ending up here, he doesn't want to go back to Egypt. Then we end up Vayol, he swears to stay in Midian. And then the next level in the Agadah, he swears to give up his children's Jewish identity. That's kind of the next, one to you. Wants to stay in Midian, he swears to stay in Midian, he swears to give up his children's Jewish identity. Those are the three steps there.
Oof. Wow.
And that's what Vayol Moshe. And to
Wow.
make it even more political, do you know what the sefer Vayol Moshe is?
You mean there's a book called
Yes,
Vayol
that was a famous sefer.
Moshe? Love it. That's so good. That's such a good name.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not. Well, this was the
Uh-oh.
sefer written by Yoel Teitelbaum, the Satmar Rebbe,
Yeah.
about how evil Zionism is. And the
Oh.
religious reasons why we should, right, Jews should not be living in Eretz Israel, should not try to be an independent state. That's the Vayol Moshe. Very learned sefer, worth knowing, but very anti-Tzioni. That's
So how
the
does
reason.
he link it to? I know the name, Moshe, but how
Right,
does he
it's
link
Vayol,
it
Vayol,
to?
his name is Yoel. He's Yoel
Yeah.
Teitelbaum.
Oh, his name is Yoel,
Yoel,
not
so.
Moshe.
Right, his name is Yoel Teitelbaum, so yes, that's there. So I am the one making a subtle comment here that the statement of Vayol Moshe is a statement about giving up on the people of Israel, and in effect, giving up on the God of Israel.
Oh.
But I'm not saying that. If I would say that, then that's what I might make such a connection, but I'm not going to. But at least here, in this context here, Vayol Moshe is about.
But how does this Satmar, that Yoel guy,
real
Why
time
does
event.
he? I mean, I know there's a play on the name, but Yoel, but how does he connect the story of Moshe wanting to stay with Yitro to anti-Zionism?
I don't know if he necessarily makes that connection from the story, as opposed to just grabbing a phrase there. But it may be Vayoel Moshe Shevet Ish means that I'd rather stay in Galut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's I want to I you know I want to stay in I've sworn to stay in Galut.
But that wasn't a good thing Moshe swore, so.
I would agree completely here, which is why I'm kind of being
Right.
negative about this here as well.
Right.
But I will stop here.